This fall, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Linda Hattonen is our guest this morning, and she's the author of a book called Ava's Way, Trusting God in Trial and Tragedy. Linda, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line. This book reads like a historical romance, but wow, you don't pull any punches when it comes to tragedy. And then when you come to the end, you think, oh, this was based on actual real people. Tell us a little bit about the story. It's gripping.
Okay. It's a story based on my husband's grandparents. My father-in-law, Sam Hattonen, had told me much about his parents all through the time that I knew him. He has passed away several years ago, but he had kind of inspired part of the story. I mean, it really is historical fiction. I put as much truth in it as I knew. I then did some embellishing. Obviously, it is definitely fiction, but there is a very strong, truthful historical skeleton to it.
Well, how much can we talk about the content of the book without necessarily, throwing in a lot of spoilers? But it begins as the story of a pair of young immigrants from Finland coming to this country.
Correct. And they leave their country looking for a better life. They come with their young son, and they settle in Esko, where they know there has been other Finnish settlers, and they work extremely hard to start up a dairy farm. And I open it up. I mean, I know that on the back and all over everything that I have said about it, it happens during the fire of 1918, which has touched most of us, many of us at least, in the Northland. If not our families, we know a friend's families or whatever who were touched by that tragedy. And this couple was very, very deeply touched by losing a child and by losing their farm during that time.
You know, I can't help but be struck, and I don't think I'm giving anything away when I talk about I was struck by how often we complain about our lives, or we think that we're overscheduled and overstressed. And Ava, the character based on your husband's grandmother, gives birth by herself, cleans everything up, takes a nap, gets up, goes out, takes care of the livestock in a snowstorm, comes back in, makes a meal, and I think, wow, and I whine when I've got a lot of errands to run.
I think it's good for us to remember this wasn't centuries and centuries ago. It was one century ago. It was, 100 years ago, this happened. And it really does, I think, behoove us to admire and really think with gratitude towards our ancestors. This was not such an unusual story. These things happened. And the people worked so hard. And even to have the courage to leave Finland or other countries to come to America looking for a better life, working so, so hard, severing the ties with their family, which meant so much to them, coming with a trunk full of things that they thought would be important, and that was it, starting. I think it's fascinating and inspiring and very humbling.
Boy, isn't that the case? And of course, it'll be harder for future generations to understand what that was like, because we are able to stay in contact with one another
yes.
now so easily. One of my coworkers, as a matter of fact, is from Finland, and she's able to communicate with her mom and her family in Finland on a daily basis. And I'm sure that that makes it much easier for her to be so far away from home.
I would think so. And it's true, we cannot experience that at this point, and gladly we cannot. I mean, how wonderful that she can communicate with her family on a daily basis. I mean, that's terrific. that whole idea of leaving, knowing that you might not even have time to write a letter to them. And letters was what it was. That was the only communication, and that was very difficult to keep up, just because there was no time.
And yet, when it seems that for in many instances, when people did take the time to write a letter, their letters had a lot more content than our communications now. Do you think?
I agree, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I do agree. I think that when they did have the time, what they wrote counted. They knew they had to make the best use of that little bit of correspondence to tell what they wanted to tell.
Well, Linda, your book, again, is a wonderful and really gripping and kind of page-turning historical fiction. And, of course, folks in the Northland here will particularly enjoy it because of the familiar settings. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Linda Hattonen is the author of a book called Ava's Way, Trusting God in Trial and Tragedy. This fall, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.